What is up, guys?
Hola, amigos.
Pirate Nation. Follow us on Twitter. Heard Words Podcast at Heard Words 3. Watch and subscribe here on YouTube. That's right. You're listening, but you could be watching. Get your playing. Heard Words Podcast, of course. Subscribe. Please subscribe.
Yes, sir. Follow us on Instagram. I can email us. Well, our Instagram is HeardWords3. I can email HeardWords@gmail.com. I can drop us a line, leave us your comments, leave us fucking your thoughts. Even if it's hate mail shit, let us know what you think.
Yeah, we'll read it. We'll talk shit back.
I probably will a little bit.
But it's fun. It's healthy, you know? And then what really might come out of us talking shit to each other is we spend so much time talking shit to each other, you get to know the individual and you're just like, oh shit, he's a human being as well. She's a human being as well. We're just human beings with different opinions.
Hell yeah.
What else we got?
Okay. Don't forget shit. We still giving out free prizes to those who First three people that comment. You know what I mean? See a little people. Y'all are out there listening. I know y'all see us out here, so appreciate the
first three people that do anything. Follow us on Twitter and then send us a message like, hey, I just followed you guys. Message us, whatever. Message us, whatever.
Man.
Just somebody take these fucking prizes. Because now they're just taking up space. Like, I have to keep moving it and them. It's like, I'm scared that I'm going to ruin it because it's real craftsmanship went into this. Now I'm kind of, well, I mean, real craftsmanship did go into it, but.
You did the thing, bro.
So real craftsmanship did go into it. So, big chance, motherfucker. Something with actual substance, actual value. Like, damn, somebody made this.
Yeah.
They made this.
Something from the heart. Something from the heart.
Something from the fart. But,
Shit, what's today?
Well, this episode, if you're listening on the podcast, you're going to get this one on Tuesday. But if you're watching the live stream, which nobody is, or you watch this video, it would have been the day before, which would be Monday. But something Shane Dawson. Said some real shit earlier. He said,
"Yeah, I don't really fucking listen to too much of Shane Dawson. That's kind of the worst general area." But
I don't even know who Shane Dawson is.
He's that. I guess he's like one of the top like YouTubers there is that is out there. He's that. I guess he's bi or gay or whatever. But he does a lot of different shit. He's like a producer. He does his YouTube videos, which do like conspiracy theories, or it's just him talking, kind of like how we do here. But I don't know. He has like, I started thinking like he went dark for a little bit, I guess. Like they said he stopped posting for a little bit and he came back. I think she said that he hired a new editor for his videos. So this latest one came out and it was pretty cool. There was some pretty good effects and he was really like speaking on like shit of America, like speaking on the conspiracy theories. And this is one of the things that to me gives you a little bit more credibility in my book is when you have to put disclaimers on your shit, because like that means people are actually fucking coming for you. Like you're speaking something that's really getting to them. And he has a pretty big follow base, so I see why he has
his influence power.
Mm-hmm. So I see why he had to put disclaimers on his shit. So at that point, it will become slander or whatever if he didn't say that they're just conspiracies.
I think that's why, I mean, interrupt, but I think that's why, like, people love alternative ideas. I caught an alternative thought in the last video, but people of alternative thought they tend to say, like, well, even us, like, I say, like, if I turn up missing or anything like that, like, I always cover my ass that way, because really, guys, like, if you just think any different than the average, just, you know, person that watches TV, is on social media all the time, doesn't do anything productive with your lives, or lives at home with their parents. I mean, you can turn up missing.
Yeah, it's dead, really. I can't think of the director's name, but the guy that was working on a thing called Grey State, that brother and his whole family, like, they straight took him out. And that's one of the things I told my wife earlier. I was like, damn, Shane is on that level of, like, they're going to fucking come for him for the shit that he said. If y'all haven't seen his new video, I advise y'all go check it out.
Yeah, he'll probably be saying, like, leaked pictures of him. Mm-hmm.
Like, he talks about that shit. Like, they start with, like, slandering your name and coming out with, like, trying to destroy your image to get your follow base to turn left from you. And, man, he was calling out some real shit when it comes to, like, I guess one of the main points that really stuck out to me was he broke down the connections between, or broke down how they're starting to genetically engineer us and re-engineer us.
Oh, they've been doing like that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he's talking about it, because he is using his platform for the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Most celebrities like that, I mean, guys, you got to remember, these people have millions of dollars and they have the platform to do it on. They have that. They know. Mm-hmm. They know they have the influence power, and they don't talk about things that really matter and affect us on a day-to-day basis.
Man.
They don't. At all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I've never seen a Shane Dawson video, but if he's coming out speaking, you know, shedding the light on things that we talk about as well, then I totally commend him, because I want to see mankind prosper, man. I don't want the globalists to succeed.
Mm-hmm. And he calls out the people that know this shit but are following. Like, he talked about how they're getting us to submit our, like, genetic code.
Yeah, with 23andMe and Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Ancestry.com. I used to say that about Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in high school, I did want to do Ancestry.com. But then I was having a conversation with, I think it was my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that all it was in the wrong hands, which it probably is in the wrong hands. 23andMe is in the wrong hands.
That's 100%.
All they do is store this information,
mm-hmm.
this genetic information in a database, and who knows who they sell it to, give it to, allow access to it, and what they use it for.
Mm-hmm.
That is why you should be concerned.
Exactly. And see how it's like, dig into where these things come from, because it's like the fucking person that owns 23andMe, or one of the CEOs of 23andMe that helped create it, is married to the fucking owner of YouTube. And then her sister owns Google. Or no, she owns Google, and then her sister is the fucking co-founder of fucking 23andMe.
Yeah, I mean, it's all tied in. Yeah, it's all tied in. The Rothschilds, I talk about this in the other video too. Like, that's typically what they do, is it's bloodline. It's like, mm-hmm. it's bloodline legacy. So they can continue to hold the power. You know, they can continue the plan of whoever's beginning idea it was. Like, you know, just look at the Rockefellers and shit. Like, they're. That's a bloodline right there.
Yes,
so.
Think about fucking.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Jeremiah got the magic touch with this lighter.
Talk it. But hey, man, that's badass that Shane Dawson's at least using his platform. For good. you know, not just so he can stay relevant and make money and popular, you know.
Like, he went into some other shit too. He sat down with his brother in that episode. His brother's a pretty big conspiracy theorist, so they went into, of course,
Ladder. Ah, his brother was probably waking him up. Because I can honestly say,
like, his brother's younger, which is crazy.
Damn. You know what's crazy is I'm younger than my brother, too.
But that goes to show you, age doesn't determine knowledge. Like, you can learn anything at any point in time. If time is irrelevant to the factor of knowledge. Because there could be fucking babies that know more than we know, strictly by things, the way they process things in their head. So it's like, man, listening to their shit today really fucking put me on. Like, he pretty much was talking about a lot of the shit we were talking about yesterday in our previous episode, fucking just about, like, different global fucking domination tactics and shit that they're putting into us and shit that we're doing.
Yeah, guys, 5G. I'm going to talk about 5G every fucking episode, guys, because you do not understand that there are studies still coming out to this day. While I'm talking, there are studies being done. They're going to publish the study, and they all say the same thing. Mm-hmm. They do cause cancer. The growth rate is greater. And that, you know, they're seeing these studies. Yep. They do these studies for a reason.
Exactly. But they're not going to tell you about that shit. And it's like...
But there's still... Well, my thing that pisses me off and terrifies me, because I don't want to die of cancer, man. Mm-hmm. They're still rolling out with 5G. They're still going to be doing it, guys. They're still going to be putting posts up or whatever the fuck they are. I haven't even seen.
Nah, it's the 5G towers. What you were talking about last episode, that's a 5G fucking tower.
That one right there?
Yeah.
Damn, that's terrifying. See, and there's two by me, so...
Especially close to the area that we live in and the importance of that area right now, or just in general, like...
Well, I mean, where we're at, it's basically an apartment complex. Right in front is the tower that I'm talking about. We're talking about.
Yeah.
So, if... I start seeing people getting sick, I'm gonna notice the correlation, man. And who knows how long that thing's been on there, and if something happens to me, man, I'm suing this. I'm going after these fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
But think about how this shit affects y'all, like, or how it affects people. It's the fucking frequency that's fucking, I know everybody hears it. Like, when you're just sitting in silence, there's a constant ringing.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's constant, but it's drowned out. Yeah, I can hear it now too. And I know everybody else hears it, but we drown it out with either talking or listening to music or fucking watching TV. There's always something playing in the background to cover up that little white fucking noise. And I'm sure there's people out there that'll fucking, that can debunk, like, what that is
or whatever the situation is. I promise you, now that I have confirmation about that tower, I'm going to tell my wife. And I promise you, we're probably moving.
Man.
I promise you, we're probably moving.
That's one of the things. You got to get away from the city, man. Like, that's where it's going to start. Not even that's where it's going to start, but that's where it's heavily fucking... It's already been main play for years and years and fucking centuries of human manipulation. And now with the technologies that we have, it's off the charts. And, like, that's one of those crazy things. Like,
it's fucking scary, bro.
Very scary, and that's what's fucking crazy. It's like,
it's terrifying, even down to
not just 5G, but our music. Like, I don't know if you ever heard that Justin Bieber song. That's where are you? It's like something. I think it's just called You. But I'm gonna play it for y'all just so y'all know the sound. They talk about it.
Yeah, that looks like.
It's the one that has that loud ass fucking like, that's apparently Justin Bieber just high pitched, and like, apparently I guess Zed did that. and that's kind of like becoming like his signature thing. But they say that that's like a trigger, like it, not a trigger, but like that's like a manipulation, like it's a frequency that's hurting you in your ear to make you eat this shit up. You know what I mean? Like it makes you like,
makes you like, oh shit.
Yeah, it like makes you like these songs.
You know what's crazy? I don't like those songs.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy? Like, even with that frequency, I guess somehow I just like reject it. Like, I don't pay attention to it, and I'm not in love with it. Like, I wouldn't ever download that fucking song. I wouldn't ever play it at a party or anything. For you, like, no.
And that's what's crazy, is that it got me, because I like this song strictly because of that part. Like, in that beat, like, the instrumental to that song really got me. And then they use it again in that fucking song, Middle. That, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you hear that fucking... it comes up and it hurts. Take too long. It's really being a fucking hit. That shit is supposed to be just the beat of the high pitch that made into the beat. It's sped up, and that's supposed to be like the thing that like takes that.
Why being assholes, that,
bro?
Why trying to brainwash people, motherfucker? You trash. I didn't do this, man. It's got so good. Oh, I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? Oh, I'm not talking
about it. That beat that you hear in the back. So he says it's like tactics to fucking appeal to, not appeal, but like directly influence.
You basically we gonna know like that. You're basically gonna like the song.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's gonna make you look at it, and it's gonna tune to the kids differently than it tunes to the adults. And there was another fucking video, another thing.
You're just gonna be like this.
Exactly.
Just like this, guys.
And it's to the point where like they can make like Shane was showing me, I don't know, I gotta show like people younger than me. Like I gotta show like fucking Steph or Boogie or somebody. But they were saying there's like sounds in videos that are only heard by people 20 and younger. Like that sounds fucking crazy.
I've heard that. I've heard it before in videos, but it's supposed to be certain periods through life, certain ages, you're able to hear different frequencies.
Exactly. So like with that fucking. That's crazy. And that's what fucking 5G does to us. Like, we fucking listen to this shit and we get influenced by different things. And he brought up a point that really fucked with me. It's like when NWA came out, like incarceration fucking went up.
Well, gangster rap is weaponized. Exactly. Because gangster rap was designed so that black men grew up thinking, that's
what you have to fucking do to get out is be fucking.
Well, no, so like happy. that was like, that's what you did in everyday life, like sold drugs, treated women bad, have guns, shoot at each other, be in gangs, sell drugs, be flashy and everything. Like you basically fuck up your priorities,
put you in a box.
Yeah, like
they put you in that box and fucking make you feel like this is what you have to do so that you're forced to do illegal shit and become legal slaves. That's the whole prison system. That's the entire fucking prison system. It's them creating and funding these characters that go out on TV and fucking make you feel like this is what life is and what you have to do so that you imitate that, and that's gonna land you where, you know, fucking prisons, which are privately owned. Like,
it's literally a cycle.
Exactly. It's fucking, it's a well-oiled machine that is constantly, like, perpetuated. Not even just in blacks or minorities, but fucking, it teaches, you know, everybody how to act a certain way. It teaches white folks how to act a certain way. It teaches blacks fucking.
Because, like, yeah, that's why you get white kids that listen to rap, and then black people and more minorities all together, they get, you know, they always make fun of white people that are, like, dressed gangster and everything, but it's designed to appeal to you. What makes you think that it's not going to appeal to another demographic?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are really just going to be like, oh, okay, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the skin color. Like, it's going to affect people.
Exactly. Stereotypes. Like, that makes you, like, think about that word. Stereotypes. Like, I think of it in a frequency wave, like, fucking playing so it's like stereotyping you, like characterizing you, like writing your fucking story for you. So it's like, man, you don't have to be conventional. You don't have to be like the most fucking like TV personalities. Like, you don't have to be what they tell you to be. Everything that you want to fucking be.
Yeah, that's what I think. I talked about in the last episode too, but real quick, because I don't want to say the same thing over and over again. What's wrong is people are afraid to be themselves,
mm-hmm.
because they think that they have to emulate or be like these people they see on TV or hear on the radio or see like on YouTube. You know what I mean? They just, everything that they portray on TV, people really take to believing that's the way life is. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, going to high school, I was terrified because how high school is portrayed in movies, there's like always a bully that picks on you. You don't want to be a loser. But when I got to high school, like, I enjoyed high school. It's designed to do that, to keep you in your shell, to keep you alone, to keep you depressed, to keep you like, do I have any friends? Are people paying attention to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to break you all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Like, think about your day-to-day. You hear an alarm system to wake you up in the morning to go to school or go to work. You hear an alarm system to tell you which way not to go. If that makes sense. Or which class to go to. It tells you when you're going to learn something. When and where. Like, you don't free think. Like, you don't get to wake up and think, I'm going to create my day like this. You're being told to go do something. And you stay that way. Like, when you get out of high school, it's going to be the same shit. It's going to be more of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go fucking work. If you abide by these systems, if you play these roles that they tell you to be, shit. That's why I always think about it like, speaking down to, like, if I could speak to myself, like that's how I look at talking to anybody who fucking listens. It's like, you're young, and you're listening to us, like, you go to fucking high school, like, use this time to come up. Shit, if you're in any position, don't feel like you have to fucking be grown and out of your parents' house and fucking paying bills by yourself just because you're technically an adult. Like, now, if you have parents that love you in a great space, more families need to be together to fucking I digress, but fucking basically it's designed to fucking separate you and make you focus on yourself. Just know when you grow up, it's gonna be a lot of that same shit, so y'all can start now.
Yeah, but stay in school and really fucking pay attention, because I know high school nowadays is like, who knows what they're telling these kids? Mm-hmm. Who knows what they're showing these kids? Some, like, ass backwards type shit. I know, but just go through high school, go to college if you want to. Don't if you don't want to. Do like, but just be a good person.
Yeah, straight up, if you have the fucking opportunity, even if you don't believe in the bullshit or the hype of fucking school, just play that card. Play that card to get a leg up in any type of fashion.
Yeah, and then when you come up, use what you have or you can, and pay it forward to somebody you need or whatever. Or an organization, or start something yourself, you know?
Oh, yeah, do something that changes the fucking world. I said, fucking, one man can change the world. Like, it's all you gotta think about. It's like using these tools that are out there, shit. You fucking use your fucking GI Bill or whatever, go to school. You can fucking, there's a lot of scholarships, fucking grants out there for a lot of us minorities, you know. There's a lot of shit out there that we could take advantage of and really get your leg up. Don't be, I didn't see that shit when I was younger, so now that I'm a little bit older, it's a little harder. I'm still doing the same thing, right? Play that card of getting that education and getting at least something to get. I call it like getting gas for your vehicle. Like, get you something that's going to constantly generate money, but not really break it. You know what I'm saying? Get that leg up and get that gas going, then use that, like, fucking change to fucking get yourself a business, so start a new thing, become an inventor. I know I was terrified of scholarships because I always thought like you had to be super smart or fucking, you just had to do a lot of work. I was a lazy ass kid. I just never thought I got to do more work. Like, I was working at fucking Pandas, like, in Big Lou's. Oh, fucking. Like, I don't know, man. Use that fucking time. Use that time as a kid.
Yeah, man. Use it wisely. Be productive. Like, don't mess around. But, let's see what we got, man.
I'm starting to get the low voice.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wanted to talk about this. It's not really, like, anything related to this. Well, I mean, I guess it's time. Cause I want to talk about how kids TV shows and kids movies, like, you need to pay attention to what they show on TV nowadays, guys. Like, okay, really now? But this one, well, I guess it's pretty bad, I guess, depending on the age of the child, but I was watching that movie Early Man. You know, I think I had fun sleeping on it. I put it on, and there's a scene where one of the cavemen is running, and he jumps, and the ground opens up below him, and like he just falls into the lava. And I was like, oh my god, that guy just died. And just like killed that guy in this fucking claymation movie. Like, I'm pretty sure kids are smart enough to take away that there's no coming back from fire, like lava.
Like, that dude just jumped to his
death. He just, like, fucking jumped to his death, and didn't even know it was his day. Never got to say goodbye.
Thought he was gonna make it.
Yeah. But yeah.
Nah, that's
stuck in my head.
That's a desensitization.
Mm. 100% desensitization. Because, I mean, graphics for video games only got better and better and better. So, you take a look at games now. Like, there's that one game. I forgot the name of it. Oh, my God. It's supposed to be, like, really gory and stuff. It's
this just came in the crowd, baby LeBron.
Wow. Damn it. What was I doing?
Gory video game.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, it's like really just like super detailed, but it's like hell, I believe.
Man. Yeah, games are only gonna fucking get more advanced. Like, they're already advanced enough. It's gonna become more common. Like, computer, like, people don't give, like, PC its fucking credit. Like, a lot of people video game off of PC.
I don't know if it's scorn, but anyways, just look it up, you know. New horror games 2018. It'll be on there. I wish I could. Yeah, let me try to find it. Let's see if it's gore. But games are super detailed now. So, like,
and submersive.
So you're basically seeing everything, and you just bought this game for your kid. It's to desensitize them. Mm-hmm. So they were okay with seeing people blown up from the Islamic invasion of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. Oh my God, here he is. We're going into some kind of like tunnel, guys. The sound is getting scary. Wow. The background music is terrifying.
Like, playing these type of games in VR, bro?
Oh, God, no. I couldn't. bro. I'd be too scared.
I'd be terrified, bro. Like, I'd have to be by myself with the doors locked. His family fuck around too much. I'll be submerged in that game and people start messing with me.
I don't know why I would be scared. Because it's artificial, like it's made, right? Like it's computer generated. It's just sound that I perceive in my mind to be terrifying.
Mm-hmm. It's just settings.
I think they tapped into that sound. Mm-hmm. You know how Zed, I think it's like,
that's what it makes you feel like, lovely. Fucking like anxious, kind of like manipulates it.
Yeah. Something. Gives you anxiety. Suspense is almost like worry. It's like a mild taste of anxiety. It's, nah, it's just 20 cents. Nah, there, guys. I just wasted a couple moments of my life.
There's always something to be scared of on the horizon. I'm Falcon, and today on Game Ranks, the top 10 new horror games of 2018. Number 10 is Moons of Madness, which intends to be an exploration of mental health, as well as a somewhat Lovecraft-inspired sci-fi horror experience. You assume the role
old astronaut on Mars who ends up having their perception of reality bent through hallucination. Now, as a few other games have done recently, they've also shown exactly what they're doing to try not to treat mental illness in a way that degrades from what's going on, but rather attempts to inspire empathy within the player and also doesn't work to antagonize mental illness sufferers. It plays with some conventions in an interesting aesthetic way. For instance, projecting the very minimalist HUD onto the bottom of your helmet, sort of incorporating it into the game world, in which you'll be solving environmental puzzles and exploring the environment. It has a pretty distinct visual look that, like I said, does call some Lovecraft into it. Number 9 is The Inpatient, a survival horror VR game, which is actually a prequel for Until Dawn, which, if you remember, was actually a pretty damn good game. But it's not one that leads into the events of the first game. It's actually set 60 years prior to it, and you're going to have to figure out who you are exactly. It takes place in Blackwood Sanatorium, which, if you remember from the first game, and I am going to drop a spoiler here, was a place where minors were held and even experimented on while they transformed into Wendigos, which are the monsters of the game. This game is most likely pertaining to that, as it takes place in that time period, specifically near the end of it, if you catch my meaning. And while you can probably put the pieces together and understand what's going to happen in this game, it looks to be one of those things that expands the lore and assists in the world building. Plus, it's probably about people turning into monsters, which is always scary. Number 8 is The Sinking City, an investigative open world game that looks entirely unique in that it style run. Well, number 5 by Overkill, the absolute tool aesthetic, if that makes any sense, talking about the band. And, you know, a lot of grindy, techno-organic shooters from that era. But this looks like it may contain some degree of depth, so hopefully the open-ended nature of it is a strength rather than a weakness. And finally, number 1 is Agony, a game that takes place in Hell. You are a soul who will be surviving the torment, exercising control over other souls and even possessing some demons. It's really a game that is taking what it is seriously from what we've seen, and is one of those games that answers the question, what if somebody put a game in hell? They've kept this game fairly wrapped up in secrecy, so it will be interesting to see exactly how it plays out, but what we've seen of it is very interesting. Couple of bonus games for you. For instance, The Hunt Showdown, which is not necessarily as much of a horror game, but it is a monster hunting shooter that does look pretty cool. Then there's Alice in Road, which still chasing that dream. Obviously, we would all love the PT style game to just happen, although Resident Evil 7 was.
Yeah, bro, you saw that. That was pretty intense, right?
Hell yeah, bro. It's pretty tight. Imagine playing that game in the deck, bro. I couldn't do it. I don't like games that are too intense like that. That's way too. I feel like just playing it on TV is super submersive. I'm fucking. Like Dante's Inferno was pretty intense.
Yeah.
I really like that game. I want to see more of that game. Or at least a remaster. They do a remaster. Yeah. Video games is pretty. It's all good, man. Just gotta stay loud. Hell yeah. Let's see. Whoa. I'm black and I'm brown. But, yeah. Sorry, guys. I was thinking. You know what? I want to do something. No. Okay. Oh. I don't understand why, I mean, there's just so much going on right now, like, at one time. Like, you ever seen that movie, the trailer to that movie, Upgrade? No.
You ever seen the trailer to the movie, I think, yeah. Dude, this movie going on about Upgrade, and it's just, like, people with upgrades. Like they're trying to normalize, of course, merging with technology.
Yeah. It's already here. It's already a thing in the future, yeah. Man, with prosthetics. They're making prosthetics that neurologically fucking attach. So you could get fucking Anakin Skywalker style for chopped hand on the back. Chopped head on. And just be able to do all the motions of the job.
That's a cocktail in 15 seconds. Ready, Cap? Oh, you're already done.
Shut up, Captain.
Yeah, exactly. It's already here. Believe it.
As a quadriplegic, must be frustrating for you, someone who likes to get things done with their hands.
Here's the thing. Four guys murdered my wife.
What if I told you I could offer you something that would enable me to walk again? I call it STEM, a computer chip that has the potential to change everything. It's a new, better brain.
I extend. This is my brain, your body for you. Can anybody else hear you?
No, only you.
May I bring something out? In the drone surveillance footage.
They're gonna normalize. It's like that episode of Black Mirror. They're gonna start with the troops, like the episode of Black Mirror, to make them get those fucking implants to where, like, yeah, they could see upgraded shit, they could see far or whatever, they could see like maps and shit, and
you know, they have like a HUD,
yeah, like badass, like kind of like the Google glasses, but it's your fucking eyes, and it's like. Then they can be able to see whatever the fuck they want to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be able to decipher who lives with. Mm-hmm. That's terrifying, too. Like, not being able to control your own actions or trust anybody or trust anything, which you still can. You still should. You should always be aware of everything and everybody. But,
yeah, fucking get out. Just not white people, just everybody. Like, everybody's a victim. Like, don't like singularize it like to black people and shit. Like, it's gonna be like that for everybody. Everybody, the shit hit for everybody. Everybody. Like, fucking, we gonna be having us. Always, like, especially now, just having babies, just I'm like, man, what are these vaccinations that you're looking at? That we are, like, by law required to fucking do.
Yeah, man.
In order to be a member of the society, you have to put shit in your
body. In order to go to school, you have to get the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. of shit that they
could have changed.
Mm-hmm. Like, that shit's fucking wild, man.
Like, damn, like, right now the left, they're for abortion, like, they want to keep abortion, but they don't want to allow for people to try experimental or, you know, alternative medicines or therapies or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's a law now. Same place, you can try what you want to try. But, I don't know, man. Like, I'm for, you know, all women's rights and shit. But, at a certain point, I don't agree with, like, how far along you can do it. 20 weeks is too much. 20 weeks is way too damn much. Like, that baby's already here. Now, allow abortion that far along, I do not agree. I cannot stand by it.
Yeah.
Make it like,
yeah.
Like you said. Like,
you understand if their heart beats, like, blood gets pumped through whatever they're called and whatever stage they're in. That's the only thing, man. Man, I understand it's your body. I get it.
Yeah, that's another thing. Is certain circumstances too.
Yeah,
like as far as like that, like if you're a rape victim, of course, fuck yeah. Get there on a timely manner, like 8 to 10 weeks. Like, I get it takes a while for you to notice or whatever. 20 weeks is too much. So take down that time frame and fucking certain victims are no question. Like, straight up, you got raped. Let's go. Fucking can't just be like, oh, well, I'm gonna have a baby and then fucking be like, nah, I'll change my mind.
Yeah. Because if you really think about it, the way I see it, the way I perceive it, is they are killing a living baby. Heart's beating, right?
Yeah.
It's not developed all the way. But it's already there, and it can't defend itself or speak for itself. It's like stepping on a bug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People don't even think about it, like, oh, it's a bug.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's your body, you preserve it, you have that right to do. I feel like you should have that right to do yes or like do it or don't. Yeah. But I just feel there shouldn't be government assisted. Yeah, like, you shouldn't use taxpayers' money for it, because
like, you do
some people are really going to be really just anti-abortion, who don't want their money going to it. And I just feel that the government should respect those people's beliefs. Yeah.
There's more money that can be put somewhere else. Like, there's places for these kids to go. There's parents that can't have babies, you know what I mean? Even if you don't want it, put in adoption. Like, that's something I like. You're scared of adoption and just having a baby out there. Like, think about it this way. If you feel like you can't give them that, enough to abort them, you feel like you can't give them that lifestyle, put them in somewhere where it's guaranteed that lifestyle. If you go into adoption, that's college taken care of. Straight up.
Yeah, so there's like, a lot of couples that can't have babies, you know, want kids and are willing to adopt kids, take kids in, you know, so they don't end up in children's shelters where where children just need to be looked into too, because they just, you know, they just put these kids on medicine that they don't need, and things like that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, you could just
think about it.
Yeah, just give it a better life, you know what I mean? Just be a big person and just own up to it and say, like, hey, you know what?
Exert all your options.
Yeah.
Think about it like this. It's already, it's a timeline created. You're like, I believe in the multiverse. So it's a timeline created. There's a timeline where whatever baby you had or didn't have ended up in the opposite direction. You know what I mean? So that lifeline exists somewhere. Just think about it like that. Just take the time to second guess it for that guarantee. You won't feel like you need to do what you gotta do. And if you do, you understand that, like, you went through, I guess, a mental evaluation.
Yeah, you cleared all your options. That means we're not there, but you evaluated all your options. How you went in there really thinking.
I understand.
That's what a lot of people don't do nowadays, is think, give anything thought.
Mm-hmm.
At all. It's weird, man. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. How some people just have their minds just locked, man.
Because it's so convenient. Things are just so convenient to people. That's fucking. Like, there's people that are pro. Like, I'm not anti-abortion, pro-abortion. But fucking, I see, like, when people take advantage of it firsthand. Like, I've had friends that have had fucking 3, 4, 5 abortions. Like, that shit's fucking crazy to me. That shit, I know it's not cheap, I know it's like 200, but it's still fucking crazy.
Why don't you just use protection?
Careless.
Exactly. Yeah, just use protection, man. Right? Like, exactly. If you're gonna go around and be a fucking
brown
jackass,
like, I always
just be safe like that. Like, Jesus.
Stop that culture of, like, having to feel like you're good at a good pullout game. Fuck that shit. I've had friends that sit there, like, fucking, that will still have the nerve to say, I got a good pullout game, but they got 3 kids. And it's like, girl, you don't have to find
out. No,
don't
go that,
the hype that condoms
don't catch anything either. I mean, Jesus Christ, like, the promiscuity of people nowadays is disgusting.
Yeah.
So everything's on the rise.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like going to the clubs. It's just like,
that culture, like, you.
I just don't like that culture. Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
Got a lot going on, guys.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot, and that's the type of shit that leads to fucking babies. Like, I never fucking took the chance. Never took the chance.
Me either, man.
Never fucking took the chance.
Because I learned from my own family. Sorry to say it. I don't mean to offend anybody, but if you take offense, you really shouldn't, because I'm only saying the truth. You had kids at young ages.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It's because we take sex too lightly. It's programmed in us to take sex way too lightly.
Yeah.
Like, understand that's a fucking bond shit. Like, TMI or not, like, I've always chose, like, the people that I chose for a fucking reason. I've never been, like, a piece of strange type of guy. That just sounds fucking
reckless. Me either.
That sounds like reckless. Like, I've always been that reserved guy. It's like, fuck that. That's reckless as fuck. Like, I don't know this person from Diddy, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Like, fucking stranger in the spirit.
There's people, like, you think nobody, people gonna be big fucking man or big fucking woman. And like, oh, before we do this, I got an STD. Nah, motherfuckers keep that shit to themselves. They don't give a fuck. Like, there's people that do not give a fuck, and I'm like, man, fuck that.
Yeah, man. Like, in California, it's not a crime anymore if you give somebody HIV or AIDS. It's not a crime if you give somebody guaranteed death. Oh, I'm sorry, guaranteed accelerated death. It's not a crime. You can donate blood, do whatever the fuck you want over there in California.
For real, what's going on with fucking, what's his name? Magic Johnson.
I don't know.
That motherfucker's had AIDS for a long time.
Oh, you ever seen that episode of South Park?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if you got the money for the medicine, I'm pretty sure you're good. Yeah. And if you got the money, then Magic Johnson had a pretty sure he does like experimental shit and stuff like that. It's, if you don't, like, you need government assistance. A lady came to our high school and she had AIDS, and she was telling us that it cost her $24,000, or it cost $24,000 for a year's worth of her medicine. $24,000. So she can't afford, she couldn't afford to pay for her medicines. Working, so she had to stop working so she could like disability, so she could get her medicines. Does that make sense to you? First of all, but
that's bullshit.
That's big pharma not having a heart. They're not giving a shit. The elite, because at the end of the day, like I said the last video, they don't fucking care about you, man. They don't fucking care about you. We only got 4 minutes. Is there anything you want to say?
Shit.
Less than 4 minutes.
Okay. I'm stuck. I need help, yeah.
All right, well, that's going to be it for today, guys.
Hit us up on our handles. Catch us on Instagram. Hurtwords3. Catch us on. Drop us a line on fucking email. Hurtwords@gmail.com. We out here. We listening.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Hurtwords Podcast. @Hurtwords3. Follow us on YouTube. Hurtwords Podcast. Subscribe, share, spread the word. Don't be a turd. Like that rhyme, man. Anyways, remember, you're never alone. Never fucking alone. You're never alone. Don't let the worry get to you. Don't let the stress consume you. Don't let the fear eat away at you. Said that wrong, but that's what I got. Just a little tad bit hurt. But you're never alone. Keep your head up. Remember, talk it out. Talk to us. Talk to somebody. There's somebody going through the same thing you are. Don't be afraid, man. You're a human fucking being. The more you realize you're a human being, and you realize you're going to experience different emotions in life, and you harness how to go about with these experiences, these different emotions, and you begin to use logic and be logical and be open. Be a stronger person. But peace out, guys. Herd Nation. I love you.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.